Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, boys and girls. We're now into the third and final hour of this live March 11, 2004 global broadcast, Resisting Tyranny, Defending Liberty, as we chronicle the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order. Here's the deal. I'm going to jam a few calls in right now in this little 4 minutes we got left. Then we're going to come back. I'm going to cover news for a segment because there's a bunch of it. Then we'll go back to calls with a smattering of key news and a recap of top stories into the rest of the show. I'm told we even have a line open if you'd like to join us on air on any of the issues we covered in the last 2 hours. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. The other night I was trying to get you on shortwave and to 3210, and what I ended up was getting the Roger Friedenberg show.
Yeah, ma'am. And only the second 2 hours of my nighttime show, as I just said in the last segment.
I'm not complaining, Alex, but it was interesting because, you know, he asked to call in, so I called in, and I brought up the 1986 Uniform Limited Partnership Act, and that is where they changed the law in all the states where only a general partner needed to file in his contributions, and the limited partners no longer needed to. And, you know, meanwhile, the government is monitoring all of our finances, and as you well know, and the laws are changing dramatically, and the law before this law, this prevented conflicts of interest and prevented fraud and abuse and things of this nature. And I just find it interesting that all the states passed this, and we had the savings and loan scandals several years after that, and there was very few prosecutions, and they walked away.
Oh, yeah, and so I see where you're going with this. Thanks for the call. Where this is going is Martha Stewart compared to Bush and Harkin Energy and the SNLs and all the criminal activity and Enron in the last few years and all these companies. I mean, it dwarfs Martha Stewart, but she's well known, so she was the scapegoat. And it's amazing. I mean, you've got no bids allowed, Halliburton double charging for fuel. Let's go ahead and talk to Mary in Pennsylvania. Mary, go ahead. Good to hear from you, Mary.
My name is Dr. Mary Reed, and I'm an herbalist, a doctor of naturopathy.
Uh-huh.
And you're talking a lot about the chemicals that you're releasing. Well, I thought maybe this program would be a good medium to let people know that Ma Wong is being taken off the market. And if they would release viruses, Ma Wong is very strong in helping get rid of viruses of the respiratory system.
Yeah, they're going after a lot of good natural drugs that have been proven for thousands of years. And then they'll put the general public on very admittedly toxic big pharma drugs.
Absolutely. And it's only going to be till mid-April that people can buy this stuff. And I thought maybe, you know, you'd want to let that known so they could prepare, have it like in their home storage or whatever. And also, do you think that this is directly because they plan on releasing a respiratory virus out?
Because they've been on the march for a long time. In Europe, they've basically banned over-the-counter sale of vitamin C. They're trying to get the codex in here. It's about monopoly. You see, for a big pharma to get a patented drug, it has to be a new molecule, their own creation. That's why they hate the natural stuff so bad, because it can't be patented. They can't have a monopoly of profits. So they want to ban everything, so you have to buy vitamins from them.
Oh, that's just a tragedy, I'm telling you.
It is. Good to hear from you. Pleasure there, Doctor. We'll talk to Jay and Paul and others after I cover some news when we get back. Toll-free number to get involved on this show, 1-800-259-9231. And again, I'm Alex Jones, your host, as we chronicle the criminal activities of the globalists.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In surviving a bioterrorist attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to cover some really serious news stories, then we'll get to your calls. I want you to understand that I want everybody out there to understand this, because it's very, very serious, that over in Europe, they have caught public officials, the heads of media, royalty, you name it, with dead bodies, dead women, dead children. And in the Mark Dutroux case, he had been caught doing stuff before, had been released. He was a handler for the elite. This has all come out. And the public basically had the biggest marches in Belgium's history, riots, very peaceful population over this, because they knew of the cover-up. By the time we read about this, though, in the Associated Press or Reuters or BBC, it's watered down. But we have all those articles posted on the websites. Now listen to this. Dutroux's wife, too terrified to save girls. Listen to this. The wife of Belgian child rapist, Mark Dutroux, has told how she left two young schoolgirls to starve slowly to death in a dungeon-like cellar because she was terrified of her husband. Now, he was in jail for some other stuff and decided not to feed him. She did. This woman needs to be executed. Of course, they don't have that. Europe doesn't allow that publicly. They just do it quietly. If you're innocent, they'll kill you because they're a bunch of scum. The UN doesn't have the death penalty, but they'll just murder you with machine guns, you know, out in the street. Michelle Martin admitted to investigators yesterday that while her husband was away in jail, she would freed the two girls, Julie Lejeune and Melissa Russo, who were 8 when they were incarcerated on December 6, 1995. I know I should have gone in and said, come, but that didn't happen, Martin told investigating magistrate at the trial of the spate of abductions, rapes, and murders in 96, which opened last week in the southeastern Belgian town of Arlon. And again, they couldn't, she said she couldn't go even though he was in jail and warned people, because she's part of this, folks. But she said, if I told Mark they had gone away, he was going to kill me. Well, why didn't you go to the police? Because you're part of it, you filthy devil worshiper. And by the way, that's all come out. This is satanic. He was just a handler, folks. The trucks had been on trial in the southeastern town of Arlon since last week over a series of abductions, rapes, and murders in 95-96 that convulsed Belgium and shocked the world. And all six girls were abducted, four of whom died. Martin, who was convicted in 89 of helping the trucks to kidnap girls, see, they'd all been convicted for this before, but they'd be released because they worked for the government. And this has come out. Again, Martin, who was convicted in 89 of helping the trucks to kidnap girls for rape, faces a 10 years to life in jail if found guilty in the Arlon trial. Last week, the former school teacher, her voice turning emotional, see, it's always those we can trust, the police, the school teachers, the CPS workers, the truancy officers. Statistically, criminology, it's taught at major universities, that's the number one group. But again, they're the ones that have the authority now, and they're getting rid of our due process. Last week, the former school teacher, her voice turning emotional, acknowledged that she failed to follow Detrox's orders to feed Julie and Melissa while he was in prison for car theft from December 95 to March 1996. So understand, folks, that he was in jail, but she never released him or never fed him. Man, I tell you, oh, but she's innocent. I mean, they need to take her and just hang her high. In her testimony, then, she described her fear that the girls, like wild animals, would come to attack me. They were down in this torture basement. And it just goes on and on. I can't read any more of this. I tell you, I can't read anymore. And there's royalty implicated, top bankers, everybody. In the power structure, there's somebody in every area of the power structure. And, I mean, the same thing in France, you know, dead bodies, women in torture chambers, in huge castles, and it's some homeless man who supposedly ran it all, hundreds of women disappearing. They found them, buried with their hearts cut out, or hundreds of articles. I see dozens each week. Satanic cults kidnapping children, found with their hearts cut out in Italy. Leads back to the government officials. It's just, it goes on and 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 on. It's unspeakable. But Satanism doesn't exist. It's not a problem. Oh, there's so much more here. Ex-UN official to be new Haitian premier. And again, our government put guns to Aristide's head and said, get on the plane or you're dead. And that's now all admitted, but nobody's calling Colin Powell and lying and saying it isn't true that Aristide asked to leave. And I'm not supporting Aristide or any of these people. The point is, he had U.S. Special Forces as his protectors the last decade, and they publicly did this, and now they're going to put a U.N. puppet in as the head guy. Haiti's U.S.-backed advisory council picks former U.N. official Latrue as the new prime minister. Oh, the U.S.-backed government. The U.S. appointed council then appoints the president. That's your election, just like in Iraq. People, how dumb do we have to get here, buying all of this? And the place is just in total bedlam. I already mentioned this earlier. ABC News story: mind reader, brain reading technology becomes new tools in court. And again, they've proven the old lie detector doesn't work, but now they show a brain scan and say, "Oh, you're clearly lying." The computer says you're lying. Why, it's impartial, just like the voting machine. There's no record, but, there's no paper trail, but it says you win or it says you lose. You know, it's just believe the man behind the curtain. Trust us. No verification possible. It says now it may be impossible for even the best liars to conceal their crimes. Oh, really? Let's aim these at politicians. It'll always say the government-run machine that they're telling the truth. Why, the machine that Bill Clinton controls says he never lies. Did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. Read my lips, no new taxes. The latest technology in forensic science uses details known only to investigators. Oh. And the criminal to prove a suspect's guilt or innocence. Developed by Harvard-trained Lawrence Farwell, brain fingerprinting uses brainwaves to measure what Farrell calls the aha of recognition. Aha! Traditional lie detectors rely on reading emotional reactions, such as sweating or heart rate, as a suspect is asked questions. But now that's been disproven, so they move on to the new quackery. The problem is that well-practiced liars can control these reactions before the polygraph has a chance to detect them. Yeah, and the FBI has been caught framing thousands, and so has every major police department, so you can't trust that, too. That's not a possibility. Oh, it isn't, huh? In a brain fingerprint test, says Farwell, chief scientist and founder of the Seattle, Washington-based Brain Fingerprinting Laboratories, identifying the aha in the brain. During the test, the suspect wears a headband equipped with sensors to measure activity in response to recognition of word or image relating to a crime in question. When the brain recognizes a word or picture, it releases an involuntary wave that Farwell calls a P300 mirror, memory or encoding-related multifaceted electro... It's a long word. Let me focus on that. Electroscintigraphic response that's used to determine whether suspects were ever at the scene of the crime. So, we've all seen millions of images of violence, dead people stabbed, beaten to death, shot. We've seen every image. But now they show you the image and you recognize the violence, you recognize the blood, your brain has a response from that area, that memory center, and oh, you must be guilty. Now that's just one level. They're going to frame you with this. You can't believe these people running any federal operation. I mean, they've been caught framing so many, that's all over the news. Number one, you can't trust these criminals. Number two, this is total quackery. And they got brain scanners to pick up if you're upset again in the airports and how you're walking. And it's just all sick. And it says people remember the very major events in their life. Even a serial killer, says Farwell, that tends to have a very solid record in the brain. Technology may sound like science fiction, but it has been tested by the FBI. Oh, we've had the former director of the FBI crime lab saying they frame people and uses evidence in U.S. courts. Oh, according to Farwell and his brainwave results, accused killer Terry Harrington didn't have the details of the 78 murder he had convicted of stored in his brain. An Iowa judge allowed the new technology into evidence in Harrington's special appeal. And he's now a free man. See, that's how it always works. Oh, DNA has freed people on death row. Or we tested the corpse of the dead man, and he actually wasn't guilty. We executed an innocent person. Or, you know, this is the way they... Oh, well, I like that. I like DNA. Oh, but now they have your DNA from birth. If you're 34 years old or younger, they've taken it and put it in a federal database. Remember the blood test at birth? And they can frame you with that, or they can just claim that it matches you, which they've been caught doing over 2,000 times in the Houston crime lab alone. So just unbelievable. Alex Jones lied about not being a terrorist. Why the brain scanner said that he really was with Al-Qaeda. Oh, our nice FBI agent in the black suit wouldn't lie to you. All we can do is expose these people. At this point in time, this article is from Better Humans news site. What type of cyborg implants are available now? While today's implants are pretty basic, several hold promise for linking the brain to a computer. And it says chipping in and how wonderful it is, and collar electrode, single electrode connections, electrode groups. And it gets into, firstly, there are a lot of implants for restorative purposes, such as heart pacemakers, ear implants. So they use the same script. Oh, it's no big deal. We'll all be getting it. And then they go into how wonderful it is. Here's another one. George W. Bush is getting brain jacked. We'll come back, take some calls, get back into all the insane news. Stay with us.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call CalBend toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalBendPureSoap.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. All right, now look. I want to get 15, 20 calls in before this show ends. I got about 10, 15 other news stories I want to cover. So let's do it. Let's blast through the calls. Your question, your comment, and we'll move on. Ryan in Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Alex. Good question. First of all, have you ever had Mike Rupert on or plan on having him?
Yeah, I have had Mike on years ago, and I don't agree with some of the things he's putting out. And he attacked me once unfairly, and so I'm not going to have him back on my show.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and, he takes, he doesn't give.
What's that?
He takes, he doesn't give.
Fair enough. Secondly, you talk a lot on here about the Satan worshiping rings and all of this, and it just seems kind of, I don't know, in my perspective, I definitely don't completely share yours, but you know, you've been a major influence on my views, but it just seems that, you know, all the organized religions are either explicitly or implicitly, you know, in violation of all kinds of human rights and in participating.
Well, you're going to have corrupt people, sir. You're going to have corrupt people that get in control of any power structure and misuse it. But Christianity says, "Do unto others as you have them do unto you. Be loving. Be good. Stand up for decency. Stand up for family." And then Satanism says, "Dominate. Rule. Be, you know, be a god on earth."
No,
and,
well,
you know, there's a big difference between the Masons with guillotines and black altars and coffins blowing somebody's head off in their rituals, which accidentally happens quite often, and real Christianity. So don't confuse Christianity with, you know, some corrupt part of a crusade.
What I'm getting at is that any organized religion will tell you that their religion is the only right one and everyone else is the black, dark one. And that is the...
Well, that's kind of moral relativism. That's not really the case.
Some people think it leads to moral relativism.
Well, the UN likes every religion but real Christianity. I'll tell you that right now. Got to let you go, Ryan. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. I mean, a lot of people think, because I'm talking bad about Satanism, that, well, all the religions are bad, or, well, you know, I don't believe in Satanism. It doesn't matter if you believe in God, the devil, or the Easter Bunny. I mean, it does. What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter if you believe in it or not to the globalists. They believe in Lucifer, and that's their religion. And their symbols of all-seeing eyes and skull and bones are everywhere. So you have to address it. It's the religion of psychopaths, okay? I mean, a psychiatrist should be able to tell you that. Somebody, you don't believe, most of these psychopaths believe in the devil. Why is that? You can say, well, you know, it's the manifestation of their evil mind. Okay, then. You know, take your argument, which is false. Still, it's bad enough. Let's talk to Paul. No, Jay's up next. Jay in Colorado. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Alex. That guy should really study up, like Mr. Gibson talks about how the church was corrupted. It's not the real basic Christianity that's shown.
Everything's been taken over.
Right,
everything's been infiltrated. If it's old and big.
Right, and I'm an atheist. I'm just saying that it's a fact that they're Jesuits and they were taken over and...
So, I mean, here's the point. If your neighbor believed in the devil and was doing sacrifices in your backyard, you wouldn't say, well, I don't see that sacrifice because I don't believe in the devil. You, as an atheist, would say, my neighbor's a complete psychopath.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I called about the two things, the chemtrails, which weren't here the last few days. Nice, beautiful blue skies. I was really thankful.
Same here. It's a, yeah.
Yeah, I was thankful they at least take days off. And then today they're back. There must be 20 of them out there right now. And I was wondering if people listening in Colorado could call in and have any protests or meetings or anything like that.
You know, there's thousands of websites. Everybody's starting to talk about it. I mean, 5 years ago, the skies didn't look like this. Condensation trails aren't at 3,000 feet. What is going on? And just, you know, and we've got government documents where they go, well, it's some type of weather modification, or we're mass inoculating you, or we're... It's a HAARP, radar test.
Yeah.
Something big's going on. Good to hear from you. Jay Paul in Colorado. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Good. I just got exposed to this not too long ago from a friend of mine, and I just want to say you're doing a hell of a job.
Well, thank you.
I've investigated some things just recently, and I'll tell you, it blows my mind.
Let me give you an example, and I'll hold you over if you need to finish.
Okay.
But I was on a local talk station this morning, you know, in studio for 2.5 hours. And I said, you know, Bush and Hugh Hefner and John Kerry are all related to Queen Elizabeth directly. They're cousins. And that's ridiculous. I said, just type it in Google. Type it in Google. It was CBS News.
Right.
And they said, okay. And then every claim I made, that's ridiculous. I go, type this in Google. Pop up. Type this in. And by the end, they were going, huh? I mean, you know, we don't make this stuff up. Go ahead.
Exactly. I'd like to bring up, I'm originally out of Canada, and a friend of mine talked to you last night, brought up an interesting thing outside of Toronto at a Masonic ritual or bringing somebody into the light or whatnot. Again, I'm not that well versed on it.
Well, we'll stay there. We'll talk about it. We'll get back with you, Paul, and then we'll talk to everybody else that's patiently holding.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 48-800-430-6748.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, I was going to Jerry in London, England next, listening on the internet, but they hung up. More calls are coming up, my friends. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And yes, a ton of other incredible news stories you don't want to miss coming up before the show ends here in 26 and a half minutes. Let's go ahead and go back to Paul in Colorado. Paul was raising some points about Luciferian religion hidden in plain view. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, there's a story up there, and I think it's in today's paper. I'm going to get on the internet later today and completely look into it. But from what I understand, one of the rituals to bring in somebody in, they blindfolded them, put two cans on either one of his shoulders, and I guess a guy from a distance will pull out a gun. It's got blanks in it, supposedly. And as he shoots, somebody standing on either side of the gentleman going through the ritual will knock the cans off. Well, evidently the story broke up there, and it's in the papers, from what I understand.
Yeah, I have I have five versions here in front of me. I don't blame you for not hearing the first hour of the show, but I spent 20 minutes on it.
Okay,
that this isn't the only time this happens.
Oh, exactly.
That they accidentally like to blow people's heads off, and then the police, within an hour and a half, always say it's an accident, and then somebody gets a few months in jail. This guy's got a $2,000 bond. The other guy that did it, the Klan ritual, which was the same Masonic ritual, it's Masonic, folks, shot a guy in the head and claimed it was an accident, got a $7,000 bail. But the point is they had guillotines, black altars with skulls, all this stuff down in there. And this is the group that's going around getting your children's DNA, taking photos of the children in case they're missing.
The chips they're putting in is unbelievable. In the kids, you know, they want to put chips in to be able to trace, you know,
yeah,
children.
The Masons are big behind chipping the children, yes.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Baphomet's friendly and wants it. But the point is that we're not making this up.
Exactly. And people need to start investigating on their own. If, you know, they don't want to believe me, they don't want to believe you, they need to start investigating on their own, and we got to stand up. Because this is all going to come to a head. Now, and I've got kids, and that's what scares me. What am I leaving my kids?
Absolutely. Good to hear from you. Well, I mean, look, the worm's turning. 5-6 years ago, I talk about Skull and Bones, and I mean, I would get people say, tune into local radio, and I tune in and be, Alex Jones is a nut, should be arrested, he's totally insane, he claims the president gets in a coffin and does a Luciferian ritual. Now those same people go, oh, the president's just having some fun. President's good. This is no big deal. All right, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let us now talk to Faye in Florida. Welcome. Faye, it's good to have you on the show with us.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I'm a brand new listener, and I really appreciate your work.
Well, welcome to the airwaves globally.
Thank you. I was listening earlier, and you had a caller concerned with reducing America to the third world status?
Well, yeah, he just called in and wanted me to give him a quote, chapter and verse, where and when it was said, and I gave him a bunch of examples. I don't have it in front of me, but
yes.
It's on national TV, it's on NPR, it's the UN, the IMF. They're saying we're going to be brought down to third world status as part of this is being fair. And, of course, the big banks are going to own everything, but somebody's got to do it.
Yes, Alex, and wasn't it you just in the last day or two that was stating that there's a incremental, step-by-step approach by the One World Order group to bring us to an ultimate collapse and usurp our financial stability?
Well, yeah, I told him we have the World Bank documents posted from 3 years ago in the BBC article and the interview with Greg Palast. So.
Well, you'll be interested in this. Just last night on Lou Dobbs on CNN, and I know that's secular news, but... everyone can go and look at the transcript.
Well, yeah, they have to spin it. But, yeah, a lot of stuff comes out on Lou's show. It's a pretty good show.
It was very interesting. I was very pleased with the information. He had on a guest in a later segment, one of the last segments, Mr. Paul Craig Roberts, who was the former Assistant Secretary of U.S. Treasury serving under the Reagan administration. And
he's written a new book about the evil... organized crime ring that runs the country through the bushes.
Okay, so you're familiar with some of his work then.
Yes.
Mr. Dobbs stated that he had a guest, he was going to have a guest on that had concerns about the exporting of America and how that it would bring this country into a third world country.
Well, it's designed to do that, but don't worry, they're going to tell you there's more factory jobs because cheeseburgers are now considered... durable goods, value added.
Exactly. In fact, Mr. Roberts quoted a statistic that stated that MIT has announced that their enrollment in their engineering department has dropped 33% in the last 2 years.
Well, I mean, look, we've lost 2.2 million industry factory technology jobs,
exactly.
Not just jobs. But they want to change it to where all fast food is considered manufacturing, so they
exactly.
Want to go.
And he further stated in education that we are hearing, this is Mr. Roberts' quote, we are hearing from the Bush administration and many private businesses, businessmen running public companies, stating that we really just need to re-educate them for a new world. Quite the telling, I thought.
Well, yeah, we'll work in the prisons or be in the prisons. Or, I mean, this is they've said it. It's all going to be surveillance, security, bringing the military-industrial complex home. We're the new enemy. We're the new product. Good to hear from you. Bush's Economic Commission said 3 weeks ago, at the same time they were saying that cheeseburgers are factory jobs, literally, that exporting jobs is good and it needs to be, quote, accelerated. That's our new export is your jobs. He actually said that. Very conservative, just like the assault weapons ban, open borders. He's conservative. I'm liberal. Let us now talk to Chris in Florida, another caller from Florida. Go ahead.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to bring something to your attention. I mean, you've gone over it numerous times about the direct link between numerology and our wonderful occult government. I was talking with some gentlemen today, and apparently we figured out that it's been exactly 911 days between the World Trade Center bombings and today's attacks in Spain.
Oh, somebody ought to do the math on that and email it to me, or I should
do the
math.
No problem. I have it typed up. I'll send it to you.
And they are obsessed with numerology, and for those that are doubting it, here's an example. Numerology and iconology, icons. All the Starbucks coffees have all-seeing eyes dripping coffee into a cup, triple sixes everywhere, the goddess symbol with the two serpents coiled about. And, I mean, again, it's the back of the dollar bill. It's the Time Warner symbol. It's everywhere.
It's just amazing. I can't believe it. Well, I guess you have to believe it when you look around.
These psychopaths are not backing down. We've got to stand up against them.
Well, I've got your videos. I give them out. I do what I can.
What effect are they having?
Oh, people get pretty... Sometimes I've had some people get pretty hostile, to tell you the truth. And I've had other people just completely break down.
Well, the hostile ones, what do they say? That's traitorous. Put them in a camp.
Basically.
Yeah, that's usually the response. Well,
later,
when they're abused, see, you planted a seed. Later, when they're abused, they'll totally break and come over to our side.
I sure hope so.
But I mean, what percentage would you say are you know, waking up, as you said, breaking down?
I would say probably 90%.
Oh, really? So most are waking up?
Yes, sir.
So what do the hostile ones say? The caller earlier said, you should be put in a camp. You should be shot.
No, basically they say that it's fiction, that this can't be true.
So as we show the president saying it, as we show the documents, as we show the eyewitnesses, as we show all this, it's just not true.
They're more or less saying it's manipulated, that we've manipulated it to try and convince them that something is not, that this is not true.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. Very interesting.
Have a nice day.
You bet. Anything to deny the facts. Who is up next here? Dean in California. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, Dean.
Hey, man, you're making a great impact all the way out here to the West Coast. Keep it up, man. There's a lot of minds out here.
Where are you in California?
Well, I live in Manhattan Beach, but I work in Long Beach.
Well, you'll be able to hear me on KOGO and KFI and all of them tonight. I'm going to be on Coast to Coast for a couple hours.
I listen to that show regularly. I'm going to definitely check you out.
Well, awesome.
Yeah. Hey, I just had a question. We're talking about that Oregon Senate Bill 742.
Yes, sir.
I just brought that up on the internet, and I was reading that, and it knocked my pants off. I mean, this is scary. I mean, if this is a real bill that was introduced.
It's on the website. Yeah, we got it from the Oregon side. It was in the Oregonian. It was in the Associated Press. It was in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, or even another state. It says in there, if one protester blocks traffic, all get life in prison in a forest labor camp.
Right.
But if they agree to work in the forest labor camp, only 25 years. Downloading music, having guns, life in prison, forest labor camp. Actually says forest labor camp.
Did it pass?
No, it almost passed committee. Senator Menas was the sponsor, and then he said, I don't get why you're all so upset. This is for terrorists, but the Republican Party did support it, and it narrowly was defeated.
You know, it's amazing. I mean,
By the way, let me stop you. News 10, NBC in Providence, Rhode Island. By the way, we're on 1320, great station covering that entire state and two others. We're on up in Rhode Island, but it was in the Providence Journal, News 10. It said, flying anything with the American flag, terrorism, secret arrest. It was the 1918 sedition laws, criticized the government, secretly arrested. I called for the governor's arrest as an insane traitor. He says he learned it at a Homeland Security conference, and he apologized, said I hadn't read it. This was in the next day, but I mean, that's the insanity, and see, it sounds totally insane, but it's happening.
Well, I mean, the larger issue here is it's not that it got defeated, but the fact that someone would actually propose it in the first place.
They're psychopathic. They're just seeing what they can do. Look, we got top generals saying, we're going to be running things. We are going to put a lot of you in camps. Martial law is the next step. I mean, L.A. Times, cigar aficionado. They're conditioning us. They're mad loons for power.
Right.
And they've got it. Look, to do it, they got to bring it out. You understand?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
going to do it because they're bringing it out.
They have to condition the people incrementally. One thing,
well, I mean, I'm not the one saying this either. I mean, they're the ones.
Yeah, right. One thing in the summary part of it, though, you know, because they're brought up on the Internet, is the following summary is not prepared by the sponsors of the measure and is not a part of the body thereof, subject to consideration by the Legislative Assembly. It is an editor's brief statement of the essential features of the measure as introduced. So I...
Now, you're reading on Infowars.com. We have the summary.
Right.
Which goes, is what the politicians read, and then we have the entire bill. So I, in my film, Police State 3, we have the bill.
I ordered it.
Okay, good.
You got me, Alex. Hey, man, keep up the good work, bro.
All right, that's awesome. Thank you. And please make copies of the film. I'll keep it up. Let's, all right, give me who's up next, but first I'm going to go to some news. Who's up next? Okay, good. We'll go to calls here in just a few minutes. I didn't get my call list here, folks. I'm down in Austin. They're up in Minnesota. And we'll take some more calls before the show ends. I want to hit a few final news stories here. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And just go to my search engine on Infowars.com and say, Oregon bill, life in prison, forest labor camp, and it should pop up. And we had a county commissioner on, too, where they have the forest labor camp, and FEMA told them this is where we're going to hold the citizens in the slave pit. And, folks, you think I'm joking? I'm not joking, okay? I'm not playing games here. All right? I know it sounds insane. I understand that. Again, all the time I'm on talk shows, and I go, you got the Internet open right now? And they go, yeah, and I go, type this into Google. Type this into Ask Jeeves. Here's the keywords. They go, wow, ABC, CBS. Yeah, well, hey, admit it. That's crazy. But you know, again, it's all in your face. It says in there that if one protester blocks a doorway or traffic, that all protesters, because of their action, and that's the provocateur, will be given life in a forest labor camp. That's a quote. Life in a forest labor camp. Let me say it again. Life in a forest labor camp. And I've talked to cops who go, well, man, that's good. We got to, you know. I mean, what happened to you people? Well, I watched Keith or Sutherland in 24, where we torture people every episode. You know, this host this morning, good guy, but I was talking to him, he goes, oh, I like 24. Well, that's the bad guys they're torturing on the show. But see, that's the point. See, they say, well, it's a bad guy, we're going to torture him. But see, then that conditions you now that everybody's bad guy and the government's allowed to torture. I mean, this is insane, people. Yes, it's out of control. Yes, it's out of control. Now, this is a horrible article out of the London Mirror, and I see one of these every week. I never cover it. I'm going to today. I mean, this is all the time. A lesbian couple who terrorized two foster girls in their care were given glowing reports by social workers. Leslie Broughton, 31, and Lynn Sheridan, 30, were said to offer an excellent placement. Again, they grab somebody else's kids, give them to these people. And statistically, they have higher criminal rates, suicide rates, assault rates, and just, I'm giving you statistics, folks, and you know, and they can get somebody else's children. But secretly, they put the two sisters, ages 11 and 9, through 2 years of hell, a jury heard. They punched and slapped them, I'll guarantee you a lot worse, made them drink washing fluid, stand in silence for hours, or sit with their noses pressed against the wall. Neighbors at Little Holton, near Bolton, called police after seeing the girls frog marching. That's a form of torture they use at Gitmo. Walking on your feet, very painful. There should be punishment in football. After 5 minutes, you'd be crying. Remember, I was bad playing football, you know, didn't show up one time, smarted off to a coach. They'd make me do that and then give me pops. But the point is, they're doing this little kids. Neighbors at Little Holton near Bolton called police after seeing the girls frog marching around the garden. An investigation was underway yesterday, and they said that they admit that they fed them the dishwasher fluid. And that they did do it. But, imagine there's a lot more you did. That's the normal story so horrible. I can't read it on air with the normal thing. a lot of times they kill the kids, you name it. A lot of times these foster parents just warehouse children. I'm not saying all foster parents are bad. I'm saying statistically, they warehouse them. And it's just horrible. Statistically, they're five times more likely to abuse than anybody else. Statistically. So, you know, the police statistically are more often, you know, drug dealers, running whores, framing people statistically. Statistically, power corrupts absolute. Power corrupts absolutely. What about human nature don't you get? I don't want to dominate anybody. I want to be left alone. I'm a normal person. A normal male who just wants a good, decent life. But the sickos go get a badge and a gun. Now, a lot of people aren't sickos. They just were in the military and want to protect the country. And being a cop sounds all right. I'll do that. But around them are a bunch of psychopaths, and we got to protect ourselves with our Bill of Rights against them. Now, the Founding Fathers said that. And if you don't agree with it, you're not an American. GPS keeping track on car rental, CBS News on tracking you, taxing you, finding you if you go a mile over the speed limit. Deutsche Telekom on GPS highway to hell, taxing people to drive their cars. Sheriff focused on surveillance cameras under a federal grant. This is the time to pick in you, and they're going to put cameras in the street corners in the neighborhoods. Dutch police use GPS, track Disney to set up an anti-terror system. Oh, boy, it stacks of it. We'll come back at a few final calls and get a few final tidbits of news. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Is the air you breathe killing you?
What?
The Environmental Protection Agency studies state that indoor air is up to 70 times more polluted than outdoor city air. Even Oprah addressed this concern on her show. Heard enough?
Sure have. How can I purify my air?
Easy. Start with a visit to purifymyair.com. Order the home air purifier. Lab tested. The home air purifier will eliminate toxins like smoke, chemicals, allergens, pet dander, will kill all germs on your countertops, and more.
Wow, where can I get the home air purifier?
Just visit the web at purifymyair.com or call 1-888-88-MY-AIR. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Use promotional code MYAIR and find out how you can receive your free bathroom ionizer or a free vacation while supplies last. The home air purifier comes with a 90-day risk-free guarantee and free shipping.
I'm going to call 1-888-88-MY-AIR, or I'm going to purifymyair.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Gentlemen, we got a few minutes left here, and I am just here looking at this out of USA Today. Russian presidential race seen as preordained. And it says, like the hints of the spring, the frigid Russian always yearns for the time of year. signs of the presidential election will be held Sunday can be deceptive. And it goes into how they're arresting presidential candidates and all, you know, and all the just, well, same thing here. We got Skull and Bones on the left, Skull and Bones on the right, you know, cousins with Hugh Hefner and the Queen of England. I mean, you couldn't make something up this weird. So that's the reality of what's going on. The article goes into how it's a staged event. Yeah, but it's a staged event here, too. I mean, they don't have CIA-run, KGB-run electronic voting machines over there. You got to go to PrisonPlanet.com to look at this editorial cartoon. It's images of the smoldering wreckage of the World Trade Center complex, and there's a banner hanging on the wreckage that says, "Never forget to vote for George Bush and Dick Cheney on 04. In front of it's a bunch of men and women with a sign, which many of them have been out there with a sign like this. 9/11 survivors demand full disclosure and accountability. And it shows firefighters walking away with dead bodies with American flags over it. And Bush is sitting up on top of a pile of rubble with a big bucket of pretzels. Behind him is Karl Rove. And he says, do you people mind? We're trying to film a campaign commercial. Geez, have some respect." And that's exactly what these sickos have done. I mean, I've never seen anything this bad, where the very people, well, Hitler did parade around the Reichstag promising to take everybody's rights, keep them safe, but to have to watch the killers, the people responsible, to have to watch them stand up there on top of the rubble and talk about, I mean, again, it's like watching Ted Bundy on top of a pile of dead women talk about how he's for women's rights. I mean, it's so over the top, people. U.S. general will lead Iraqi army, and of course, U.S. government appointed the council that voted for the new U.N. official to run Haiti. They're putting in imperial governors now, and in Iraq, they appoint the council that then writes the fake constitution and appoints the U.S. general. I mean, it's our puppet appointed us. Why, it's a free election. And people go, yeah, freedom, freedom. They got freedom over there. They got camps set up. Don't let anybody know what their names are. So another high court justice faces questions on ethics, Palm Beach Post. A member, Anthony Scalia, going on duck hunting trips on Air Force Two the week before he was going to have Dick Cheney before him in the Energy Commission documents. The stuff we know is Dick Cheney with big maps of the oil companies. You'll get this oil. You'll get that oil. You give me contributions. Well, another high court justice, Ruth Bader Gungrabber Commie Ginsburg, has lent her name and presence to the lecture series co-sponsored by the Liberal Now Legal Defense and Educational Fund, an advocacy group that often argues before the court in support of women's rights that the justice embraces. But that's nothing compared to Cheney and the lunatic. Boy, I tell you, we are out of here. We are out of time. There is so much we didn't have time to get to, but we got to most of it on this informative, riveting, dynamic Thursday edition. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, right here on the GCN Radio Network. And again, tonight I will be on at 1 o'clock Central, 1 a.m. Central, second hour of Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. This should be extremely interesting, so be sure and join us for that. And as always, just please get out there and realize that, well, what does Michael Trudeau say? Nobody can walk on you unless you lay down and let them do it. Is that the quote? All right, I'm out of time. God bless.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light.
The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.